Indie Can Music presents the Toronto Indie Scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to the best of local and national indie. Daryl Hirse of Gen Sub Records is here with an important announcement about Indie Week. But first, live from Indie Can Studios, Toronto's Free Press.
We're the Free Press, and this is our first song. It's called Neverland.
Free Press, welcome to Indie Can Radio. Glad to have you.
Thanks.
So getting in was a bit of an ordeal. I mean, there's day jobs, all sorts of things going on.
The helicopter was late.
Yeah.
I was very upset about that.
Now, what airline was that?
That was Aer Lingus. Because Glenn had to be brought in from Ireland directly by helicopter. Very expensive.
Transatlantic helicopters. Not a profitable way to bring people over.
Thank goodness your budget is so incredibly huge that we can handle that.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were going to do with that actual landing pad on the roof, but finally we got some use out of it.
Well, that's why we learned how to rappel, so...
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the band right now.
Go ahead, media darling.
Go ahead, media darling.
Here we all look.
I'm pretty boy.
Uh-huh. Well, we're sort of in pre-production for our first full-length record, which we're really excited about, with a guy named Rick Hutt, or J. Richard Hutt, hit record producer.
Hit record producer, J. Richard Hutt.
Yeah.
Award-winning.
Hit record producer.
Yeah.
What's the second song you're going to play?
The second song we're going to play is a song called Ready.
And tell me about it.
We sort of, it's about being on the cusp of something that you really, really, really want. For us, it's obviously sort of a little more exposure, getting the record finished, getting out there and letting people hear the music. That's sort of where Len and I came from when we wrote the song together, and then sort of the whole band. We brought it as like an acoustic song to the band, and then it's the first time we've done five-part harmony in one of our songs, and that's what was so cool to just rehearsal one day. Everybody started adding something towards the end of the song, and just it had this beautiful lifting feeling. It was, and that's sort of, I got chills. And
previously, the five part harmony was difficult in that there was four of us. That's what was the real challenge. So only recently has the five part harmony.
Although I've been training with Tibetan monks
yes,
to do the two parts myself.
It's true.
On what airline?
Exactly.
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus.
Once Jesse arrived, it was so much easier just to go back to singing one part at a time.
So now it's easier because there's five of us. Segue to Joe.
Okay, this song better be good. Let's hear it.
We're the Free Press, and this is a new song called Ready.
Pull through.
So you were 4 and now you're 5. What?
It's 25% more.
That's going on the record cover. 25% more.
now with more people. Labels
you get. Yeah. It also 25% more rock.
It also has niacin, which is very good.
We should put that on the website. Now with more people.
25%
more people.
More rock.
Bigger and better.
I really like that.
I've got to count for more than 25%. You know, I'm twice the size of every single
Can
one
Bob
of you.
Newhart give the thumbs up on that picture?
It's a little circle picture.
Yeah, Newhart approved. For those of you who are on the internet watching this, and of course you're not watching it because you're listening, Jesse is about 7'6". So that's why he would have you believe that it should be about 72% more people by mass.
And he also has these remarkable dreadlocks because clearly he found that he wasn't intimidating enough as a 7-foot-tall Tasmanian person.
But only once in Toronto has he ever been mistaken for a Sasquatch sighting.
Or a Yeti.
So far.
Yeah, so far.
He's only been impaled once, so that was pretty good. Had nothing to do with his hair, though.
So what was the thinking, that we need something else, or he just wouldn't go away, so you said, why don't you be part of the band?
We actually started as a 5-piece.
Yeah, and we've always known that there's pieces of the music that we'd want to have that fifth member. We've always thought about, okay, if we're on tour or something like that, and we want some keys, or we want a multi-instrumentalist. We've always thought about that, and we knew it would happen at some point, and it just kind of, you know, Jesse just sort of fell in at the right spot. And
right time, right place.
Yeah. It's just the versatility, too, now with, like, Mick plays keys remarkably well, so now with somebody being able to pick up the bass, Mick's now open to go play some keys, or, as I would prefer, leave entirely. So
we also play a lot more sort of, like, we'd like to play more roots instruments, you know, banjo,
actually, people
mandolin.
Are coming to take Jesse away right now, if you can hear that outside.
Yeah, I got some sirens going on there. And
they're banging on the door shortly.
I didn't know that the immigration came with sirens ablazing, but here they are.
It's pretty exciting. Welcome to downtown Toronto.
We added mandolin for the first time to one of our songs the other day because Jesse is capable of playing it, and it was an idea Leonard had a while ago, but we couldn't implement because...
Yep.
I've been trying to bring the mandolin back.
We're going
to
do it.
Oh, it's back.
In rock and roll.
We're part of your team.
We're
going to do
guitar.
A Copperhead Road cover.
Any other good ideas?
In art, or in music, or just in general?
Corporate sponsorship from Aer Lingus is definitely on our list.
I'd like to invent a toilet seat that works like with a foot pedal. That's another idea I have. So that stays up with a foot pedal, so you don't have to use one of your hands.
This
that's,
is JD.
That's just another one of my
I
ideas.
Don't worry, that'll be edited out. Okay, so people who love your music, where can they find you?
Both of them can reach us.
Self-deprecating.
Freepressmusic.com.
I gotta stop doing that. It keeps being funny and it keeps getting in trouble.
Freepressmusic.com is our official website.
Sort of the gateway to all the places you can get it, which would be iTunes, CD Baby,
Amazon. And then pretty well any digital download service. I think we're on all the big ones now with Napster and iTunes and Yahoo Music. And
we'll bring it to your door. If you email us and say, I want to buy your CD,
one of us five
will actually...
It'll be delivered.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By what airline?
And There it is. We're also on the MySpace for those people who enjoy the MySpace. They can reach us at the myspace.com/freepressmusic, I believe.
That's correct.
So you're out there on Napster and you're out there on iTunes. And so what parts of the world are you surprised that you're getting some attention from? Friends from MySpace, all that kind of stuff.
Definitely the UK, I would say, is a big sort of...
It's been a lot of people from the UK, but that's not surprising. The question was surprising. I would say Kuwait would be surprising.
Kuwait was surprising.
The whole Nordic following. So there's a bunch of people from Sweden and Norway on MySpace. It's sort of...
Also surprising.
Collection
we
sort
we
of
do have a ones. Sort of a Scandinavian flair to our music, but I never thought that people would spot it so easily on the other side
of
the world.
Well, they see my last name, Odison, and are like, oh my God, there's a guy with a lot of... Odison!
He sounds
rock
pale!
And roll.
Listen to his music, he sounds pale!
That's right. Yeah. And he is very pale.
He sounds pale and cold.
Yeah. He is remarkably light-skinned.
A lot of it's thanks to CD Baby. They're a great service that we sort of...
And we actually are not endorsed by them because that really did sound like a plug. But yeah,
they do great things for musicians who haven't got a lot of money.
The first to do great things for musicians because they were out there before the digital downloaders were and so on and so forth. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get back to some music, shall we?
Some flowers in her eyes, big and wide and bright. Nothing that is plausible and everything improbable seems possible tonight. Smoke hides the shyest smile and they dance upon the air. If she didn't trace my wrist and if she didn't kiss my lips, thunder cracks as broken clouds begin to raise, but there's no sign of rain, no time for pain. When I see that face, when I see that face, I take a breath, I count to ten. We'll be right back.
This is Len Austin from the Free Press, and I hear it first from the Toronto indie scene.
So right. Oh, I push your buttons like it's nothing, then I suck up and stay the night. Oh, best part about the breakup is the makeup sex. It makes me wanna break up every chance I get. It's when you really wind up by all what comes next. The best part about the breakup is the makeup sex. Best part about the breakup is the makeup sex. It makes me wanna break up every chance I get. It's when you really wind up by all what comes next. The best part about the breakup is the makeup. Now the sparks are flying like any other time when I'm trying to fight the fire in you.
This is Catherine Bird from Indie Pool, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
We just heard Surplus Sons with the song City Nights. This band was brought to my attention by Indie Can fan Hannah. They were playing at a showcase with Tin Bangs and others at the Drake, and that I saw that this week and picked up their CD. I thought I'd share it with you. Before that, 1-900. That's going back a ways. We had them in here when they were traveling through town. They're from Calgary. That's a song called Make Up Sex. and we started with Aide de Camp. The song was Asthmatic. They're from Halifax. They played in a showcase at the Bovine Sex Club with the Populars and Dearly Beloved. They were on a Canadian-wide tour. We tried to get them in the studio when they were passing through. Their bassist, Corey Bowles, is with Trailer Park Boys, and it just happened to be coming out that weekend, so they weren't available, but we'll try to get them in sometime soon. Well, I am spent. I was at the Toronto Independent Music Awards last night. It was just a fantastic spectacle of music. We had great performances by the likes of God Made Me Funky, The Joys. There were so many. It was fantastic. Congratulations to some of the winners like Stutter, Uncle Seth, Dogs, Die Driving. There's so many more. We're going to be devoting a lot of time to the Toronto Independent Music Awards. We're going to be having Daniela and Jim Zeppa from the committee in to talk a little bit about this year and what they expect for next year. Now, on that topic, I have with me 10 compilation CDs. They're two CD sets, 16 songs each, from nominees of this year's 2006 Toronto Independent Music Awards. And for the first 10 people who join the mailing list at www.indycan.com, I'll be sending you one of those. So why don't you do that? I'd like to give them away. And let's listen to something from that. The very first song off of the first CD is by Ant Hill. Let's have a listen. We just heard from Miche. The song was Try. Miche is M-E-E-S-H. They're a band out of Montreal. Check out www.micheband.com. I got a copy of their 11-song CD, and it's terrific. I really recommend it. Now, for our industry insider interview, I'm looking forward to talking to Daryl Hirst from Gen Sub Records. We're pleased to have with us in the studio Daryl Hirst, who's worn many hats in the Toronto indie music landscape, and we're going to talk about a lot of those hats. I hope you don't mind, Daryl. I'm going to jump right to today, and then we'll sort of work back with how you got into the music business and some of the different hats you've worn. But let's talk about Indie Week, because that's coming up, and I think that's something listeners should have on their calendar, is if they only have limited time to take advantage of the music scene in Toronto, this is something they should really think about doing.
Absolutely. I hope it's on their calendars. It's October 12th to the 14th. We've got 5 venues on the Thursday, 6 on the Friday, and we've got an all-day show going on at the Reverb and Holy Joe's. All ages in the afternoon, 19 plus at night. I'm really excited about this year. We've had 370 applicants from all over the world apply. We've got artists coming up from New York, from LA, from Houston, all the way across Canada. So it's a pretty exciting year, and I hope people do come out and take part of it.
Yeah, I know Diane Foy was telling me one of her artists she works with from Vancouver is going to be here.
I believe that's Super Being.
Absolutely,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right. So is this the first year? You've done it a couple years at least, right?
Yeah, this is the third year.
Third year.
Yeah, so it's every year is different. We're still a fairly new festival on the scene and trying to, you know, get a handle of everybody knowing about us, and we're very thankful to be here and you helping us spread the word.
Oh, for sure. Well, tell listeners, you know, if they want to get involved, what's the best way to take advantage of it? Is there an all-access pass they can get, or is it just venue by venue or band by band?
Okay. Well, first off, if they want to find out what bands are playing, what time and where, indieweek.com, and they can click on a link for schedule.
Uh-huh.
So they can get the full gamut of all the bands. And there's links to every artist, so if they want to hear or see them, they can access that right from our website as well.
It'll so if they plan ahead, they can sample them and sort of plan their nights accordingly.
Absolutely. So then when the festival comes, each venue you can get in for just a price of $8.
Right.
And that's good for just that one venue. Only $2 more, you can get a wristband and you can go anywhere for the whole festival.
And how do they get wristbands?
It'll be at the door.
Oh, at the door you can get a wristband, and that's good for one day?
It's good for all, anything in the festival.
No kidding.
So $10, 3 days, up to, we have over 40 bands. The first day on Thursday at the Rivoli, we're doing our launch night, and that'll start early. And we've got a film documentary, basically a director contacted me from...
Dave Cool, right?
Dave Cool, yeah. Right. I think it's Montreal or Ottawa.
Yeah, he's from Montreal, yeah.
And so he's bringing the documentary down, and we're filming or showing the film What is Indie?
Yeah.
And that part is going to be free, so no right. charge, just come hang out. And we want all the bands there networking and meeting each other and have a really good environment to start the festival.
Yeah, it's a good way to kick it off.
Yeah, and it's free. So, you know, I think it's a great way for people to meet the bands too. In the past, we've held launch nights, and we really encourage fans to come out because they can actually meet the bands before they play, and bands can talk to each other before they play. I find a lot of festivals, it's very impersonal.
Right.
You know, band shows up, plays, and they don't know who's playing where, they don't know the other bands, and I think there's a lot of networking that's missed because of that.
So what you're saying is don't act like a typical Toronto person and think, I'm a VIP, I'll arrive 20 minutes late, and right. You know, just take it in with my arms crossed and go home. Get there early and get in the mix of it.
Yeah, and introduce yourself or talk to the other bands. Like, the last couple of years, some of the best feedback we had was how that the bands actually met each other.
Yeah.
And bands playing on Thursday would actually go see the bands playing on Friday because they met each other and wanted to check each other out. And then the last night, part of the festival, it's like a competition as well.
Uh-huh.
We have industry judges out at each venue, And basically the band that gets the highest rating at each venue, that makes up the lineup for Saturday.
Right.
So the Saturday night is kind of the best of the festival.
Okay. Is it going to be like really mixed genres then? You know, because it'll be whatever night it was. I guess the nights have themes to them, do they?
Well, we tried to program each club for similar sounding artists. Well, yep. Not similar sounding artists, but similar genres.
Right.
And then the best artist from that venue goes and plays Saturday night. And then there's going to be two prizes that are given out. And we also have a what we call a wild card. If somebody really blows us away, we're going to give them a prize too.
Right.
But basically then anybody can sort of see what we consider the best of on the Saturday night. So if you missed a day or if you missed a band, there's a chance to see them again.
Yeah, you might get lucky and have a chance to see them on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I totally agree with what you say about networking. I think people miss the boat on that in festivals. They have this idea that, oh, I've been accepted into Canadian Music Week or North by Northeast. I'll be discovered. We'll sign a deal. It'll be great. And then when they get there and there's no champagne and no limousine and, you know, they're disappointed. And the opportunity really is networking with other bands, learning as much as you can about the industry and finding bands that where you're like-minded and say, hey, I'll open for you in your hometown. You come and we'll organize a date and you'll open for us in our hometown and network and start acting like business people.
That's right. That's exactly the kind of stuff that we're looking to have happen. And in the past, like this is only the third year, so it's still new. We've only done it twice before. And the feedback's been great. One of the industry judges last year liked one of the artists so much he picked them up as a manager.
Yeah.
Another judge at another place... he was on the panel, a producer, listened to one of the bands that came up. It was a demo listening session.
Mm-hmm.
Liked them so much, he took them on as a producer.
So things do happen.
That's what we're trying. I remember being an artist, and I did the whole Canadian Music Week thing, too. And,
yeah.
You know, trying to, first year, if you're in and you haven't been in before, you don't know how to network. You don't know who to talk to, and you don't know how to get in to some of the parties. And so the first year is kind of just... big learning experience.
Yeah.
So it's not really till the second time you get into like, oh, okay, this is how it works. And we're trying to just sort of give a help in that, you know. Industry, there's three judges at every venue, so industry is seeing you. You're looking for press, we're trying to have people out so that we know everybody's getting reviews, so everybody gets press or as much as we could get. And then, yeah, meet the bands and network on the launch night. So that helps out bands in getting kick-started in thinking that way and getting the most out of the festival as possible.
Now, just one more question on that, because Toronto has Canadian Music Week.
That's
right.
We're
blessed to have that. We have North by Northeast, which is also another great event.
Absolutely.
Did you say, hey, I just want to get in on this, or did you say there's something missing from those and we want to do something different than they're doing? There's something that, a need that needs to be met, and that's why you... felt there was room for a third festival.
Right. And there's a lot more too, you know, like it's there's the blow up, there's so many festivals.
Yeah.
And it sometimes sort of seems like, wow, is it getting to be too saturated and whatnot. I think the misconception that, as you said earlier, like Canadian Music Week, wow, we're gonna show up and there's a chance to something happen.
Yeah.
That's a huge misconception.
Yeah.
Our title is Indie Week.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically no major labels.
Right.
No showcases.
Yeah.
And I think at Canadian Music Week, one of the things that, and I'm not saying Canadian Music Week I just want to say festivals in general.
Right.
Because this goes across the board, Canada, U.S.,
South
anywhere.
South by Southwest, the whole nine
right?
yards, yeah.
Companies are allowed to showcase their artists, which is great.
Yeah.
But say if a band's coming, driving across the country to participate in a festival, and they're like, wow, we might get discovered, but they're against an agency showcase, a record label showcase. The people from those industries aren't going to be there.
Right.
They're at their own showcase.
Yeah, that's
There's
right.
There's no chance.
Yeah, they're networking.
Yeah, they're showing off the artists they're already working with.
Yeah.
So with this being Indie Week, there's a chance.
Yeah.
Right? We're bringing industry. We've got judges. We've got the press for reviews. The artists, it's really in their court to actually take a hold of the opportunity to have something happen.
Right.
You know, talk to the people, you know, meet the judges, talk to them after, exchange cards, can they work together?
Yeah.
You know, go to the other venues when you're not playing, because there's judges there too. There's more industry there.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not going to be the only industry out. We're inviting a bunch of other people to just, you know, come check out bands too.
Yeah.
So we feel that it's more of an actual opportunity for bands to try to get a leg up.
Right.
Is what we're saying. So.
Oh, terrific. And, you know, I certainly think there's room for it. You know, certainly in terms of the time frame, I mean, right. There's the pop festival going on in Montreal, but there's, I mean, it seems to be strategic. People can do both. They right. get into pop and they can come here and do Indie Week in Toronto.
Well, that's exactly why we're choosing that time frame, is because, and also above that too, there's also a pop explosion in Halifax.
Oh, right. Yeah, I shouldn't discount.
Sure.
Friends, our listening friends,
absolutely.
On the East Coast,
and also there's a CMJ in New York.
Yeah, there's a big one.
So what we're doing, thinking long term, as we grow, we'll get hopefully more international interest. So it would make more sense for a band to come over from, say, Belgium, and play Montreal Festival one weekend after Toronto Festival, weekend after New York, weekend after Halifax.
Yeah.
So they come for four festivals within a month.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So to me, that makes more sense for a band to like take that expense and that workload on of coming across overseas and so forth.
So did you intentionally communicate with these other festival organizers and say, like, are they on board with this idea? Let's try to create a tour of festivals?
It's in the infant stage.
Okay.
We've talked briefly a bit.
Yeah.
And it's just... For one, we need to be a little bit more established, like it's brand new. We want to have higher interest from overseas. You know, this year we've had bands apply from Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Italy, Denmark, Belgium. So we've had that interest.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had artists from Denmark and Belgium over and so forth. And so we just need a larger presence. And once that's in place, then sure, we'll have that kind of circuit going.
That's terrific, Daryl. There's a whole lot of other things I'd love to talk to you about. You manage a band called Lie. They're an interesting story that it would be great to share with our audience. You run a label or management company called Gen Sub Records.
Technically, it's both. It's mainly management. It's a label for the artists I manage.
Right, okay.
So
where can people, if they don't want to wait for the next time you have time to come see us, where can they go get information about either the band you manage or the label you run?
Okay, gensub.com, mm-hmm. which is gensub.com. And for Lie, the best place right now is myspace.com/lie, and that is LYE.
Terrific. Thanks for coming in, and good luck with just making this festival get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Great. Thank you so much, Joe.
You bet. Thanks again to Daryl for coming in. I'd really encourage anybody who gets a chance to check out Indie Week, especially check out the free movie or free viewing of What is Indie? Dave Kuhl has done a great job with this. He covers a whole lot of ground and covers a lot of issues that would be interesting to both indie artists and fans. He interviews a number of people from Sonic Bids, the founder of CD Baby, and many, many more. One of the individuals he talks to is someone by the name of Ember Swift, who is an artist and runs a label. And why don't we just close off this week's episode with a song from her? I want to remind you again, feel free to contact IndieCan with any comments. I want to thank Redline Recorders for the great job they do of producing this show. And one last time, if you can get to your computer, get to IndieCan.com, sign up for the email list, and I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of Tima's compilation CD. You'll love it. Thanks for listening.
I've never heard of you. Are you the lead singer? Why'd they name the band after you? Is this your first tour? Do you have a record out? How long you been together? Is this your first time here? Do you actually live anywhere? Is that your real name? Is that your real name? Sounds like a stage name to me. Where are you off to next? Where did you come from? Where did you go? And can I buy you a drink? How come I've never heard you on the radio? And do you have a manager? Do you play any covers? When's your next local gig? Who's your drummer? Did you really boink the bride? Did you really, really, really boink the bride? What's your bass player's name again? What's that stick thing she's playing? Do you ever do weddings? Where are you staying? Don't you want to be famous, a star, a millionaire? Don't you want your music to get out there? Why don't you have a video? Hey, did you change your hair? Have you heard of Ani DiFranco? Oh, oh. You have eight different albums, where have I been? What are you driving? Where's your tour bus? Where's your driver? Where's your limousine? Underground independent, word of mouth takes time. Yes, and I write songs, I play guitar, and occasionally I rhyme. Bancroft, solo roots and beginnings, the name works, it suits. We've been traveling many years, we have eight different offerings. Depends on the player, it's always growing. Not likely our first time here, but it must be our first sighting. Yes, we live in Toronto, at least we do when we touch down. Yes, it is, it's on the birth certificate. Yes, I'll prove it, here's my wallet. From down the road, the next town, from up the road, the last city. No thanks, I do not drink on the road. That's due in part to the media monopoly. You're self-managed and a little bit gritty. Not often, I'm not so good at other people's work. Within the year, we hope. Depends on the tour, they swap. Yes, I'm a proud queer. What do you know? That there, the wizard there, that there is Lindell. It's an electric violin, yes, you can call it a fiddle. We are not really a wedding band. Let me repeat that. We are not really a wedding band. Where are we staying? Or wouldn't you like to know? As if they're all synonymous, I don't think so. And no, I think ears will hear this music, and it can happen with thee. Firmly on the ground, video has never been a priority. I'd rather tour and experiment with live sound. Yes, I did. Do you like it? Well, hasn't everyone? The more artists who are activists, the better. From under a rock, out of the loop, I'm just kidding. You are here now, and that's all that matters. A big maroon van, and it suits us and it works. And you are listening to the driver. Limos are for lounge lizards. We are scuffed up road warriors. We need lots of gear, space, and big snow tires. Limos are for lounge lizards. We are scuffed up road warriors. We need lots of gear, space, and big snow tires.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an Indie Can Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.